Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and it is a very fun job to have. For the sixth straight month, we've had double-digit growth in enrollments, double-digit growth in sales. So January, February, March, April, May, and now June, all record-breaking months thanks to your efforts. So thanks so much for all that you did last month. And tonight we're going to talk about kicking off the month of July, getting started, getting focused, and making sure that you've got the appropriate goals and the right game plan to move forward. As they say, if you don't know where you're going, any road will lead you there. So hopefully we can find a road for you, a path for success that makes sense for what you want to accomplish. And before we get started on tonight's call, I want to make a couple of important announcements. First of all, our Million Mom Movement concept is taking more and more shape. Our goal of taking back our food supply, we just put a web page up on yourmyperium.com website. So take a look. It's under the company pull-down menu as Million Mom Movement. And, you know, if you've been reading the news like I have, there's just scary stuff going on all over the place. Sucralose, which is the most popular artificial sweetener, has just been linked to leukemia. Not good. And lots of information on genetically modified ingredients, unapproved genetically modified wheat in Oregon. Lots of information about genetically modified organisms causing disease, gastrointestinal inflammation in kids. Allergies on the rise attributed to GMOs, and thank goodness Dave Sandoval, our owner, has never put a genetically modified ingredient in our warehouse and in our facility and in any of our products, which means that none of those things will go into your body, my body, our kids' bodies, our community's bodies. And so he's been an advocate and on the right side of this conversation, and it's moving toward us right now. The market's moving toward us. People are getting smarter and understanding that genetically modified ingredients, artificial colors and flavors and sweeteners are all very, very, very problematic. And so our Million Mom Movement is our way of saying there is a better way and we've got it and we want you to join us, whether your motivation is personal health, whether it's personal wealth, or whether it's just helping out your friends, family, and community. There's an opportunity for you to join us and be part of this movement. So check out your webpage. Our team has done a great job of pulling together a really nice, Million Mom Movement mission, and you're going to see more information about the Million Mom Movement and health-related issues. So we got a lot to cover here, but I know, Dave, that's a subject that's near and dear to your heart. Anything that struck a chord in regards to our Million Mom Movement or health and genetically modified ingredients in general that people should know here tonight?
Well, could you hear me, David?
I can.
Okay, great. Well, there's really the most important thing to know is that we could do something about it. I could hit you with a million statistics. I could tell you about the war and the fight and the battle and the and a lot of deceit and political, backroom dealing. We could talk all about that. But the only thing that really matters, David, is that this food is a threat to us. It's a threat to our children. It's a threat to the future of our society. And those people who fail to heed the warning, those people who just put their head in the sand and say, well, it's got to be okay because otherwise the government would have done something about it. It's got to be okay. Otherwise the doctors would be warning us about it. It's got to be okay. Otherwise these big companies wouldn't possibly do something like that to us, would they? And the answer is they would, and they are. And it's because it's not illegal. It's because it is for profit. And if it's not illegal and you can make a profit from it, then people are going to attempt to do it. So I just want to say one thing, David, that this is a control thing. This is about controlling our food supply. It's about controlling farmers. It's about controlling seeds. It's about controlling the sale of pesticides. But it is not, and never has been, and never will be, about increased crop yields, about better nutrition, about saving the world. That is an absolute crock. This has always been about profits for big corporations who are seeking to control the food supply. And I'm telling you, David, the final word is that it is a danger to me, to you, to our children, to the people we love, and to the future of this planet. And we must take a stand. And the best way to take a stand is to join the Million Mob Movement, to educate yourself, and to dedicate that you are going to make your house a healthy zone, a zone where people are safe to eat. David, I think that, is that sort of what you...
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, I love everything you said, and you know, especially that last piece, you know, about making your house a healthy zone. That's a great statement. It's a great visual, and you know, it really is that critical. And so I'm glad that we're here. And so ultimately, everything that we talk about tonight on tonight's call about business and all those things leads back to a bigger mission, a bigger vision, and a bigger benefit that you're providing to your health and your family and your community. So, you know, while, as Dave said, other big companies are doing things for profit with total disrespect for what the consequences are, it's nice that we're doing something for profit, which is great, with respect for what the consequences are. And so everything that I can help you and Dave can help you do here on tonight's call and going forward, we know is going to do more good in the world. And, you know, it helps to motivate me to hear you say that, Dave. So good stuff. Thanks so much. So just one or two more announcements before we get into the July kickoff training. Speaking of freedom, and Dave used that word rightfully so, as far as, you know, the control that food companies are providing against us and the freedom that we enjoy still and want to access. 4th of July is our Independence Day, our announcement of freedom. And so company will be off on 4th of July, no phone calls. Company will be closed, but we will be open on the 5th of July on Friday. So for those of you looking to do business on Friday, we will be open and available. Dave and I are going to be going on the road to share this message of the Million Mom Movement and the 10-day transformation. Dave's going to be in three locations. I'm going to be in two in Florida. So Dave starts in Clearwater, Florida on the West Coast. I start in Delray Beach on the East Coast Thursday night. Dave's going to have a quick jump over to Palm Harbor, also on the West Coast in the Clearwater area, on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we're going to meet up in the center of Florida in Ocala for a Super Saturday, an afternoon event, including a training on the back end that should be really exciting. So good stuff happening in Florida next week, and would love for you to be there if you can. And if you can't, get on Facebook. Look, check your email list. Who do you know in Florida that needs to hear about this 10-day transformation and this message? And, you know, the 10-day transformation is affecting lives. We put a challenge out there, an all-expenses-paid vacation for two people to Dave's retreat, and we've had 15 winners thus far, and tonight I'm going to announce the 16th winner, and he's from Washington State. Got fantastic photos. His name is Kyle Flores. So, Kyle, if you're on the line, we'd love to hear from you. And if not, we'll certainly hear from you next week. Kyle Flores, are you on the line? All righty. Well, congratulations.
Kyle, hit star six and unmute yourself if you're there.
Yeah. Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, you are. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. Well, cool, man. I didn't know you'd be on the line. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about your 10-day transformation, what it's meant to you and your family.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, guys. You know, at first it was something I didn't think was going to work. You know, I was skeptical like everybody else with new diet products, and, you know, myself being on diet products, you know, it didn't work, and, you know, just something about it, I just did it, you know, and lo and behold, it worked, and I haven't stopped. You know, me and Ramona, we've been on it for about 30 days now, and I'm down 14 pounds, and I'm still going.
Fantastic, fantastic. And Ramona,
yeah,
good results as well?
Oh, yeah, she's doing awesome, too.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well,
wow, congratulations, man. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah, so appreciate it, David. Thank you.
It sounds like more of a diet, more like... like a lifestyle change than a diet for you and Ramona and your family.
You know, I've been subjected to the fast food industry my whole life, and you know, from being single on the road, I've traveled the United States. I've always just been the guy that stopped off at McDonald's or wherever and eaten, you know, as I'm on the go, and it's just followed me for so many years. And to make the change, it was kind of scary, but you know, now I can't live without it, you know.
Nice. Wow. So are you noticing a new normal as far as your energy, your sleep, and your focus, and anything else that that's showing up for you?
You know, I do notice, you know, the master aminos just, they do something to me. I don't come home after work, and I don't just lay on the floor and sleep. You know, I have energy. I'm an avid golfer, and it just gives me the energy to go out and just keep going. I take my kids with me everywhere I go, and it's just it's a big energy booster. I'm losing weight. You know, people at my workplace, they laugh at me because they see me drinking this green goop or something, you know, and I told them, hey, it works, and I'm just a walking billboard for Perium.
Nice. Well, good. Well, congratulations on the 14 pounds you've lost, and your photos are fantastic. We'll have them up on the website tomorrow. And
awesome.
Dave, you want to tell Kyle what he and Ramona, or whoever he chooses to take, I'm guessing it's going to be Ramona, is in for their all-expenses-paid retreat vacation?
Well, yeah, you're going to just have a great time, man. First of all, we have 160 acres in the middle of a high desert. All that you see around you is literally barren desert, except on our land, where thousands of trees and streams and ponds emerge, you know, in an oasis that used to
wow.
be ground of Native American Indians, and their ceremonial, you know, areas are still here. And when people come here, they feel the power of the underground river, and they feel the power of, you know, the prayer and meditation that's been done here for so long. And it's just a beautiful place. We're going to have fun. You're going to get a massage. You're going to go hiking, go whitewater rafting, go visit the giant sequoias, the hot water, the hot springs. You know, any number of things that we could choose from. I'm not saying we're going to do everything on the list. Some people are like, Dave, can't we just spend the afternoon chilling right here, you know, and laying in the hammock? And so you're going to have
right.
great times, and, you know, just really looking forward to having you here.
Nice.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Okay, well,
I'm excited. I can't wait.
And about the master aminos, I'm telling you, for those of you who haven't experienced what it's like to take the master aminos, and for me, I add the astaxanthin. And I mean, if I know that I don't want to eat all day, and I'm going to work like I have been all day at the ranch in the sun, 105 degrees, literally digging holes, moving posts, chopping trees, digging, you know. And I had 10 aminos and 4 astaxanthin, and I have work in circles around the 25-year-olds who are up here helping me. So, you know.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, good stuff. Well, Kyle, you're going to have a great great time. Ramona, all expenses paid, and we'll get you more details on what you need to do and when the next retreats are. They'll be at the end of the summer. So, good stuff. Thanks for being on. If you could hit *6 or mute, that'll allow us to move forward, and congratulations again.
Awesome. Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right. Good stuff. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening in. Let's talk about your month of July and what you need to do to transform your life, your business, and, you know, good stuff's happening all over the place. Like I said, the company's growing, and we want to make sure your business is growing. So let's begin with the end in mind. You know, one of the things we've done with our compensation plan is we've added some achievement bonuses and matching achievement bonuses at the consultant, director, executive, and then we have an achievement bonus at the diamond level as well. And so we've done that on purpose because we've added extra incentive for you to advance in rank, for you to focus on something specific. As I said at the top of the call, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So if you don't have goals, if you haven't written down what you want to accomplish, you've really put yourself at a huge disadvantage. Or said the other way, once you write down your goals, once you know what you want to accomplish, it's going to help you to figure out where you want to get to. So beginning with the end in mind, looking at that little $50, $100, $200, or $1,000 bonus at Diamond, you know, there's some nice financial opportunities, and then working backwards, looking at the volume requirements that are there, and if you have a team, how many people you have on your team. If you don't have a team, how many people you're going to need to put into your business to get that 1,000 or 2,500 or 6,000 points, and, you know, start to work backwards. Look at how many gold packs that represents, or how many people that represents at 100 points, and start to get a sense of, okay, this is about what I want to accomplish, and this is what I think I can do. And this is what I think I can do. And this is what I think this person can do. And this is what I think this person can do. And you know what? That's what leads to talking with your team. So if you have a team of people, I love the first few days of the month, because it's goal setting month, not just, or goal setting time in the month, not just for you, but for the people that you're working with. So let's say that you've got 10, 12, 15 people in your group, and your goal is to get to executive, and, you know, you're saying to yourself, well, if I can get Mary to consultant, and if I can get Jill to consultant, and if I can get Tom to director, then I can get to executive. The question is, does Tom want to get to director? Does Mary want to get to consultant? Does Jill want to get to consultant? And if the answer is yes, then you've got a very good chance of getting there. If the answer is they're not even paying attention, they're not plugged in, they're not interested, they don't know what's going on, then it's hard for you to accomplish what you want to accomplish without having other people who want to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So if you don't have a team, then it's all about you. It's about your activities and what you can do. And if you start to have a small team or even a mid-sized team, then you really need to start to engage the people that you're working with, see who's ready to work and what they want to accomplish. So, you know, we're right at the front end of the month. Figure out what people want to accomplish. Now, what they want to accomplish and what they will accomplish, in my experience, a lot of it has to do with why they want to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Because this is a business that's easy to do, and it's a business that's easy not to do. So if you have a big why, if you have a big reason, if you know what you want to accomplish, then you're willing to go through the effort to make that happen. So just like Kyle and Ramona, I'm sure, you know, as Kyle said, you know, hey, I was used to fast food, and I lived on fast food, and I was used to unhealthy eating, but he made a decision, jumped in with both feet and said, you know what, I'm going to change my lifestyle, I'm going to do this transformation, and he lost 10 pounds to the point at which he continued and is continuing with these lifestyle changes, and he's always got his Purium products with him, and so that has become that decision, the reason why he wanted to make that change has allowed him to do those small things necessary to bring the product with him when he's working to make the better choices on a day-to-day basis. And it's the same thing with the business. You know, if you have a big reason why, if you really know where you want to go and why you want to get there, then you're going to make those little choices day by day and week by week to get you there. So right in our Fast Start training, and if you haven't done the Fast Start training guide, I recommend you do. And even if you've done it, I recommend you pull it out at the beginning of every month. Take a look at what your health goals are. How much weight do you want to lose this month? How many inches do you want to lose this month? Or if you're an athlete, you know, what is it you want to accomplish? Do you want to start lifting more weights or looking better in a swimsuit? What is it that you want to specifically accomplish this month from a health standpoint and from a wealth standpoint? Where are you trying to go? Maybe not only this month, but 2 months, 6 months, a couple years down the road. And that Fast Start training specifically spells out some ideas for you. Are you looking to get out of debt? Are you looking to pay for your kids' education or your own education or retirement or a car or vacation or a home or quitting a job? You know, what is it that you want to accomplish and why from an emotional level? You know, when you start to think about, oh, my gosh, I dread getting credit card bills. Oh, my gosh, I haven't been to the doctor in 3 years. Oh, my gosh, I'm worried about X, Y, or Z. Or, oh, I'd love to see my brother. I'd love to see my family. I'd love to spend more time with. You know, so it's the ideas of fear or freedom. You know, those sorts of things oftentimes will move us as much or more than a new car. So it's not just about the material things, it's also about the emotional things. And once you get clear as to what you accomplish, you want to accomplish, you know, put it down on paper. That's the biggest thing, is write it down, be clear about it to yourself, but even better yet, if you can have an accountability partner, somebody you're working with, somebody in your upline, a friend, a brother, your wife, your husband, whoever it may be, go public with it. Some people get on Facebook and they say, I'm going diamond this month. Well, guess what? You know, once you do that, then it makes you much more accountable to yourself to do those little things. It's a business that's easy to do. It's a business that's easy not to do. And so in our Fast Start training, we also spell out, a time management worksheet. And it's got all the days of the week and most of the hours in the day. And you can, you know, be very clear as to when you're going to be working your Purium business, where you're going to be. You know, if you're going to be in your home office at 7 o'clock at night on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays working on your Purium business, well, you know, it may be important to tell your family, hey, I'm going to be working from, 7 to 9. You know, I just want to make sure you know that so that way, you know, there's less chaos in the house. So be consistent. You're better off doing less on a consistent basis so you can continue to move forward with your prospects, continue to work your list in a systematic way, and never leave your business for more than a day or two or three at a time. So, you know, in the worksheet, we have a specific game plan as far as making a list of at least 12 customer prospects and making a list of at least 12 distributor prospects. And again, I think it's a great idea at the beginning of each and every month to take a look at your list or start a new list, because you may have learned some things. You may have realized that, gosh, you know what? All the people that enroll are from my church. Or you know what? All the people I enroll are moms. Or all the people I enroll love to work out. Or all the people I enroll, whatever it may be, you know, you start to realize where your success is coming from and where it's not coming from. So by using the change in months as a fresh opportunity to look at your business as a business with new eyes, to look at your prospect list as a business with new eyes, you'll realize that, hey, if I've got 12 great customer prospects, I've got 12 great distributor prospects, and that's who I'm going to be talking to as a start at least this month, and my goal is to enroll 3 new customers and 3 new distributors. If that's the game plan, then you've got it in writing. You know who you're talking to. You know what you can do. And then it's just a matter of figuring out the message that you want to communicate and how you're going to walk them through a presentation and make sure that, they get the information necessary. And, of course, you know, the gift card marketing system is a big part of it. And, of course, your own personal testimonial. So I guarantee you that Kyle and Ramona, their business is growing because they're having success on the transformation. So when you have success on the products, you just communicate that success to other people. You offer them a gift card. You tell them about the 60-day money-back guarantee. You keep it simple, simple, simple. And in that Fast Start training, we even have a productivity guideline. It's not an exact science, but it's pretty darn close as far as how you score points by handing out gift cards, how you score points by holding healthy, happy hours, how you score points by doing three-way calls. And so, you know, this will help you. And if you can chart your business and measure your business and be clear about not only what it is you want to accomplish, but what it is you've done, because that's the ultimate. The ultimate is to look back at the month of June, even before you make your game plan for the month of July. So if you're really doing this business as a business, to look back and see how many people you personally enrolled, how much your team grew, how many points your team advanced, and importantly, what you did personally, how many people you contacted, who's in process, who's not. And the more that you have it documented and the more that you're systematic about it, the easier it is for you to make those good adjustments. You know, this is a process of planning, doing, measuring, and adjusting. So it starts with planning, figuring out what it is you want to accomplish, what your goals are, what your game plan is, doing it, going out over the course of the month and trying to talk to those, you know, 12 customer prospects, 12 distributor prospects, trying to get those 3 enrollments. So you're planning it, you're doing it, then you're measuring it. Did I succeed or not succeed? If I succeeded, where did I succeed? If I didn't succeed, where didn't I succeed? And then making adjustments the next month. So that's why having a month-by-month, week-by-week business, and we see the people that are, you know, more serious about the business really looking at it a week-by-week basis, utilizing the weekly bonuses as an opportunity to close business. And so they measure their business and look at their business on a week-by-week basis. So, you know, for most people, starting on a month-by-month basis, looking back at last month, looking forward to this month, knowing what you want to accomplish it, how you want to accomplish it, creating a game plan, and making sure that your priorities match your activities, making sure that what you want to accomplish, if you want to, you know, get a new house and pay off all your debt and save for retirement and quit your job and you have these lofty, lofty goals, well, guess what? You're going to have to spend a good amount of time and money and effort and focus to make that happen. So make sure that your priorities match your activities and that when you're done with your month, that you feel good about what you've done, that you did what you set out to accomplish to do. Even if you don't get the results, at least that you put in the effort, you put in the time, and that you put in the passion. So, Dave, I know that you're probably chomping at the bit. You've probably got 27 ideas as far as things to add on to what I said. But if you'd like to wrap up the call with, you know, how you set out a game plan and measure and, you know, chart your activities as a business person and entrepreneur, I'm sure people will be interested in hearing.
Well, I think that, thank you, David. And again, thanks to everybody who's on the call. We got a nice group tonight, and that tells me something. It tells me that people already understand what I'm about to say, but hearing it is not necessarily a bad thing. So, you know, again, I'm going to allude to the fact that I'm here working. It's 105 to 108 degrees today. And once in a while, there'd be a cloud, and you'd get some relief. Once in a while, you'd walk in the shade, drink some water. But for the most part, we had to figure out how are we going to pace ourselves to make sure that we get the job done that we want to get done. And, you know, we get up early at like 4:35, and before the sun comes up, we work pretty hard. We know that we can. We don't build up as much of the sweat. The sun's not hitting us directly. But as soon as the sun comes up, we begin to pace ourselves. We don't stop, though. We just begin, we change our method of operation, but we keep moving forward. And there are some people who do their business in stopping and starting, stopping and starting. And to be honest with you, I've never seen that type of person have long-term success. The people that I know that have long-term success are the ones who pace themselves, but they never stop. And so, you know, make your set of goals. And then as you pace yourself, you'll find the opportunities. Those opportunities is like when before the sun comes up or when the sun goes beyond a cloud and you see a really good prospect. And that's when you work harder. And then, you know, the rest of the time you're working steadily. And then when you get the opportunity arises, then you increase the pace because the opportunity warrants that. And if you go about your business in that steady and professional way, not emotionally. Get emotionally involved with the products, but be professional about the business. Because it's the slow and steady pace that will eventually win the race. And the person who stops and starts, and those times that they're stopped, they might get distracted and never come back. So keep your eye on the ball. Doesn't mean that you have to be moving fast all the time. But just keep your eye on the ball, and you'll succeed.
Yeah, I like what you said about be emotional about the products, but professional about the business. I think those are really, really, really important. It's a really important concept, and something that everybody can take away with them here tonight is how can I get more emotional about the product? How can I use the products in a more passionate way and really incorporate them into my lifestyle, and then how can I be more professional in my business. So good stuff, Dave. Really, really good stuff. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight. And thanks, everybody, for listening in. So tomorrow night, I believe we have a Let's Talk Health call with Dr. Mike. And as I said, Thursday night, there is no business opportunity call. It's 4th of July, so let's celebrate our freedom and independence. And as entrepreneurs, let the world know it. And thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations again to Kyle Flores for his winning transformation challenge number 16. And anybody and everybody, no matter how much weight you've already lost, or even if you've never started and tried a transformation, you have an opportunity to do so. So, you know, make sure you document it on transformationchallenge.com and transformationenrollment.com. And we will catch you tomorrow night with Dr. Mike. And thanks so much, everybody. And thanks, Dave, for your big contribution on the call tonight.
Thank you, everybody. And have a safe and remember, 4th of July, remember the greatest freedom of all that you could ever celebrate is freedom from disease. So, and freedom from stress. And so, you know, so make some wishes come true. Our wish is wealth, independence, security, and health. And if there's anything I wish for all of you, you know, that independence is part of freedom. And independence and freedom from disease is great. So good night, everybody. Great job, David. And we'll see you guys the next time around.
Thanks.